For any illumination to really take place in our life, we have to open our eyes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. For any wonderful things to take place in our life, we have to open our eyes. Eleanor Roosevelt had this wonderful phrase to say, "Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift." And that's why they call it the present. Today is called the present, the now. Because yesterday is history. Tomorrow is something we are not aware of. We're ready for it, but we're not aware of it yet. And today, we are living in it totally. And we call it a gift because we're living in the present. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to live in the now. So often, we enjoy remembering the past. Remembering all the things that took place in life and that made life kind of exciting and beautiful. And we tend to put our attention there. We tend to put our thoughts there. We tend to put our thinking there. And we tend to live in the past. And some people live in dream world. They live in a world of what they would like to have happen, what they would like to see come into their life. And as they live in this dream world, they live in this fantasy, and it never takes place. Now, other people, they just thoroughly enjoy every moment of life. And they make sure that each moment is as thrilling as it can be. No matter what the moment brings, they're ready for it. No matter how the moment responds to them in their life, they're ready for it. They're ready for living in the now and enjoying everything the now has to say to them. You and I are much like that. We're living in the now. We're living in the present. That's why we call it a present. We're living in this moment, and we say to ourselves, well, just imagine if all the problems of the world were on our back, if all the worries of the world were in our heart, if all of the things that distressed everyone else in the world, we were aware of it, how busy we would be. And then we sit down and we say, all is in divine order. For what else can we do with the world's problems except to put it in divine order? And as we put it in divine order, in our hearts it's in divine order. In our minds, it's in divine order. And we enter into a state of instant, present, bliss, or peace. And it's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling not to have to solve the world's problems, not to have to take on the world's burdens and make them ours, not to have to realize that what goes on in this world is our business. But what goes on in this world is indeed our business from the point of view that we say all is in divine order. We put the criteria forth for how it is to be carried out, how it is to be fulfilled. As we put that criteria forth, we know that yesterday is history. That's nothing we can do about it. It's over. And tomorrow is a mystery. It's something that's yet to be. But right now, today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. It is a gift. It is something that we can think about, we can work on, we can put our loving attention to. And we so gallantly and so boldly go around saying, thoughts are things, oh my, every thought you think comes forth into some sort of realization, some sort of manifestation, some sort of evidence, some sort of awareness. Well, what sort of thoughts do you want to put forth? What sort of thoughts or ideas do you want in your life? I know I want peace in my life. I want relaxation. I want all in divine order in my life. And the only way I can have all in divine order in my life is when I think in divine order myself. And when I think that all the thoughts that I have in my mind are working out in a perfect plan, perfect pattern, a pattern that is well known to me and to everyone in my world. There's no worry about it. There's no anticipation of what it might be. All that I know is it is good and very good. I make my instant inspiration truly an inspiration of love, an inspiration of joy, an inspiration of harmony, an inspiration of peace. And when I make my inspirations thusly, all in my life is a response to that inspiration, to that living in the now, to that living in the present. Oh, yes, indeed, it is a wonderful gift. It is a beautiful gift. It's a gift that only I can give to myself. And as I give it to myself, I feel so complete and so happy, so relaxed and so peaceful. All the problems of the world are placed in divine order, and it is done. All of the decisions that I think about in my heart that come up in my life from moment to moment, I instantly place them in divine order. Thus, when I'm thinking so, I am knowing that thoughts are things. I am knowing that I take the power of my thought, always in divine order, and bring it forth as to a realization of order in my life and in the life of all in the world that I live in. And all humanity lives in the world that I live in. All live in the world that I live in, and it is good, and it is very good. But truly, it is all my choice. It is all the thoughts that I think. The thoughts that I think bring forth the results of everything that happens in my life. And so I'm very careful about the thoughts that I think. I'm very careful about the ideas that I allow to dwell in my heart, in my life. And I allow in my heart only thoughts of harmony, of peace, and love. All things working out in divine order. All things working out in divine order. Thoughts are things. All things work out in divine order. All things work out in divine order. All things work out in divine order. What a sigh I can make when I allow all things to work out in divine order. And as they do, I feel a peace so grand, so beautiful, so wonderful, that makes me feel I truly am at peace within myself now and forevermore. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. And that's why they call it the present. Thank you, Eleanor Roosevelt. Your contribution to the instant illumination is well received. I love you. I love you. I love you.